Why Exercise Won't Make You Thin, Part 2. The findings were surprising. On average, the women in all the groups, even the control group, lost weight. But the women who exercised, sweating out with a trainer several days a week for 6 months, did not lose significantly more weight than the control subjects did. The control group women may have lost weight because they were filling out those regular health forms, which may have prompted them to consume fewer donuts. Some of the women in each of the four groups actually gained weight, some more than 10 pounds each. What's going on here? Church calls it compensation, but you and I might know it as the lip-licking anticipation of perfectly salted, golden brown french fries after a hard trip to the gym. Whether because exercise made them hungry or because they wanted to reward themselves, or both, most of the women who exercised ate more than they did before they started the experiment. Or they compensated in another way, by moving around a lot less than usual after they got home. The findings are important because the government and various medical organizations routinely prescribe more and more exercise for those who want to lose weight. In 2007, the American College of Sports Medicine and the American Heart Association issued new guidelines stating that, to lose weight, 60 to 90 minutes of physical activity may be necessary. That's 60 to 90 minutes on most days of the week, a level that not only is unrealistic for those of us trying to keep or find a job, but also could easily produce, on the basis of Church's data, ravenous compensatory eating. It's true that after 6 months of working out, most of the exercisers in Church's study were able to trim their waistlines slightly, by about an inch. Even so, they lost no more overall body fat than the control group did. Why not? Church, who is 41 and has lived in Baton Rouge for nearly 3 years, has a theory. I see this anecdotally amongst, my wife's friends, he says. They're like, I'm running an hour a day, and I'm not losing any weight. He asks them, what are you doing after you run? It turns out, one group of friends was stopping at Starbucks for muffins afterward. Says Church, I don't think most people would appreciate that. Wow, you only burned 200 or 300 calories, which you're going to neutralize with just half of that muffin. You might think half a muffin over an entire day wouldn't matter much, particularly if you exercise regularly. After all, doesn't exercise turn fat into muscle? And doesn't muscle process excess calories more efficiently than fat does? Yes, although muscle-fat relationship is often misunderstood. According to calculations published in the journal Obesity Research by a Columbia University team in 2001, a pound of muscle burns approximately 6 calories a day in a resting body, compared with the 2 calories that a pound of fat burns. Which means that after you work out hard enough to convert, say, 10 pounds of fat to muscle, a major achievement, you would be able to eat only an extra 40 calories per day, about the amount in a teaspoon of butter, before beginning to gain weight. Good luck with that. Fundamentally, humans are not a species that evolved to dispose of many extra calories beyond what we need to live. Rats, among other species, have a far greater capacity to cope with excess calories than we do because they have more of a dark-colored tissue called brown fat. Brown fat helps produce a protein that switches off little cellular units called mitochondria, which are the cell's power plants. They help turn nutrients into energy. When they're switched off, animals don't get any energy boost. Instead, the animals literally get warmer, and as their temperature rises, calories burn effortlessly. Because rodents have a lot of brown fat, it's very difficult to make them obese, even when you force feed them in labs. But humans, we're pathetic. We have so little brown fat that researchers didn't even report its existence in adults until earlier this year. That's one reason humans can gain weight with just an extra half muffin a day. We almost instantly store most of the calories we don't need in our regular white fat cells. All this helps explain why our Herculean exercise over the past 30 years, all the personal trainers, stairmasters, and versaclimbers, all the Pilates classes and yoga retreats and fat camps, hasn't made us thinner. After we exercise, we often crave sugary calories like those in muffins or in sports drinks like Gatorade. A standard 20-ounce bottle of Gatorade contains 130 calories. If you're hot and thirsty after a 20-minute run in the summer heat, it's easy to guzzle that bottle in 20 seconds, in which case the caloric expenditure and the caloric intake are probably a wash. From a weight loss perspective, you would have been better off sitting on the sofa knitting.